I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of perhaps the world's most monotonous marathon course and the walls that surround it. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill, and welcome to our new friends at WJFF in Jeffersonville, New York.
Let's talk some football. You said last week that your head told you that Alabama would win the collegiate national championship, and your heart said it would be Georgia, and your head was right.
Yeah, but just barely. We had a photo finish between my head and my heart, which was very uncomfortable in my chest.
I bet it was.
But it was a terrific game. Most of the big plays being made by actual, what they call true freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was an extraordinary football game. I enjoyed myself watching it.
And the fact that those true freshmen made the plays suggests that Alabama will be pretty good for
I was about to say that Nick Saban's job is fairly secure.
The pesky University of Central Florida is at it again. After claiming the national title before the title game, asserting that its undefeated record merited that, some fans have purchased a billboard challenging Alabama to a game. Are you ready for some more college football?
Well, actually, the billboard is asking for trouble because the billboard is not asking for a game this year. It's asking for a home-and-home series starting next year, after at which point the University of Central Florida has already lost its head coach to Nebraska. So, you know, I think asking for a home and home, and in essence asking for a game 3 years from now, might be asking for trouble.
Charlie, last week we mentioned the parade in Cleveland following the Browns' 0-16 season. Some of the Cleveland players were upset that there was a parade, but it did raise over $17,000 for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, so perhaps they'll take some solace from that, though not fans hope enough solace to go 0-16 again next year.
I was about to say, this is a great thing. It raised a lot of money for a food bank, and if the players don't want a parade for an 0-16 team next year, they should win some football games.
One, at least. We are just past the halfway point in the National Hockey League season, and I'm going to give you a hint about who's on top in the Pacific Division. You cannot see the Pacific from where they are.
It's the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes, it is.
Owners of the greatest Twitter feed in all of sports.
Are the Golden Knights inexplicably good, or is the NHL's Pacific Division very, very thin?
I think the Pacific Division is a little bit thin, but Marc-Andre Fleury, the goalie they picked up, is having a terrific season. If you're not following them on Twitter, please do, because the Twitter feed is this kind of mock, we're just learning about hockey thing.
Yeah, it's an expansion
It's extremely
team.
Funny.
Grambling State guard Shaquyla Hill recently became the fourth woman in the history of women's college basketball to tally a quadruple-double when her team beat Alabama State. Here are the numbers. 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 10 steals. It's that last one that kind of sticks out, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how good Alabama State is with the basketball, but it's a heck of an accomplishment. And the great thing is that she got her assist on the very last play of the game.
Yep.
She got the quadruple-double right before the buzzer.
Yasuhiro Suzuki, Japanese kayaker, has been banned from his sport for 8 years for a drug-related incident. 8 years? That must have been some infraction.
Yeah, he dosed one of his competitors.
Oh, okay. It's a little different from just taking
performance-enhancing drugs. Yeah, I mean, this is everybody's excuse when they get caught, but this actually happened.
Men's Health magazine has been asking various notable males to comment on the Me Too movement, and I wonder if they're sorry that one of the guys they chose to interview was boxer Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, because he doesn't seem to understand what the Me Too movement is.
Nope.
When it was explained to him that the Me Too movement was women speaking out about sexual assault, his answer was, when somebody is like, I got a Rolls Royce, I'd be like, me too. Mm. No.
No, Floyd.
Don't do any more interviews, Floyd, for the rest of your life.
And finally, Charlie, pro soccer players, like pro athletes in other sports, change teams all the time. What makes Romelu Lukaku's departure from Everton for Manchester United so noteworthy?
The majority shareholder of the Everton club blamed Mr. Lukaku's switch on voodoo.
Oh.
Instead of, like, money, which is, you know, the only really effective form of voodoo I know.
Instead of, like, which would you rather play for, Everton or Manchester United?
See, I don't know anything about it. I know Manchester United is a fairly famous team. I don't know from Everton, but I just want
to... That's my point! You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.